I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life, I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. Like I'm in a movie.
What you say?
I say I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life, I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm in a movie.
Look at him.
Got the currency, so I don't set no reservation. This the last journey, my final destination. I always kept myself away from the wanksters. Left alone, better known, original gangster. I'm always smoking good, I call it the stank game. You can't afford it, your pocket's so blank, man. You can't bribe me, yes, I know how cannibals be. Remember, I was a menace to society. Every time you turned around, I was popping. Still getting rid of the niggas who ballin' blockin'. It don't matter if you're selling the bind. Long as you get rich, dog, you die trying.
That's why
I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life. I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. Like I'm in a movie.
What you say?
I say I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life. I'm living my life. Living my life like I'm in a movie, like
sounds
I'm in
like
a movie.
Welcome to Comic Pop Library Movie Special on Abduction, a Lionsgate film. With me again are April, Logan, and Michelle, and I'm Richard. The Abduction stars Abduction stars Taylor Lautner as Nathan
Price.
Thank you, April. And Denzel Whitaker is Gilly, his friend. Karen is spelled. Yeah. Karen is played by Lily Collins, his next-door neighbor and
Who
girlfriend.
Was that?
Karen.
Is played by
Lily Collins.
Thank you.
And Alfred Molano plays Frank, the CIA control officer. And Sigourney Weaver plays Dr. Bennett, the counselor, who's also a former CIA operative. The movie centers around a senior in high school who gets an assignment in a class along with his next-door neighbor, Karen, who he has had a crush on since middle school. The assignment covers missing children and abductions, and they run across the internet site that takes an image and takes the picture and ages it to see what the child would look like. When they do that with Nathan's picture, it comes up, or they find a kid's picture, and Nathan runs it through, and it actually ages to look like him.
And he has the exact same shirt as the kids, too.
True, he does, when he goes searching through the house and finds out that he has the exact same shirt like Logan mentioned. And from that point on, the Russian mob has put a trace on this website, so if any hits get put on some of the children that are in there, it alerts them. The CIA also has spyware on it, and then of course all of it comes together where they come to the house, kill the parents that are supposedly his parents but are actually his control officers, and are keeping him safe because his father is a black ops operative. That is the main gist of the story. And who do we want to talk about first, guys? The main star, Taylor, or the girlfriend?
Let's talk about the parents.
The parents? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which ones?
Well, we only knew one set of parents, though.
I got the control? Or the handlers? I had no problem with the parents. No. I didn't really pay attention to them because they were killed right away.
I thought the mom, when Taylor found out and she, like, burst out crying. I think she was a bit dramatic. I thought it was kind of stupid, to be honest. It was, like, pretty wimpy. I'm like, you work for the CIA, you kick butt, but you have to cry every 3 seconds.
And the guy did like to train them.
Boy, did he like to train them.
The trailers for this movie probably ruined the first part of this movie, setting it up, because you know what's going to be happening, so a person that's seen the trailer can kind of know that the father is actually training him for what he might have to face in his life if he gets found out. So the first part of this movie was when they were sparring with each other and being, what would you call it, extra violent with each other.
Tough.
Tough with each other.
And that was punishment for going to a random party.
True. It was punishment. But that felt, because of the trailers, it was kind of, if they could have done that and left the trailers off, that could have been a surprise, because you would have thought the father was a meaner person and he was actually beating on the child rather than training him.
I thought the dad was pretty cool. He was way better than the mom.
Well, acting-wise, maybe, but if you didn't know that he was training him, you'd think he was beating up on them, though, wouldn't you?
And he had some fun as well after a while.
Yeah, true. But where's the guilt? Poor parents, they were doing their job, and Nathan just kind of gets them killed. Where's the guilt?
It's not Nathan's fault. Gosh. Yeah,
circumstances.
How was he supposed to know that looking at a missing persons report, which is supposed to be very American and very legal, turned out to be a trap from Russians. Okay? I'm not going to figure that out. Gosh.
How old was he?
Like
probably 18.
18? 17, 18.
Okay, he's old enough to be out on his own.
Not if you're still in
he's
high school.
He's a senior in high school.
He's 18.
He's a senior in high school.
So though. When I become a senior and I turn 18, you're going to kick me out?
I was out.
That doesn't mean I'm going to be out.
But anyway, talking about the Nathan character, I thought Taylor Lautner did an all right job. This was kind of like a transition role, trying to get him into a more adult action thriller type role. But he didn't quite. He's not young enough to play the young kids anymore, but he's not old enough to look like he needs to be in that type of role.
That's what
so
I thought. Like, he's not that
kind
old.
Of weird.
Like with George Clooney and The Rock and all them. They can, these are serious movies because they're older guys, but they also had, like, grittier movies. Like, this one was kind of bright, and it was a fast-paced movie and action, but it wasn't, like, really gritty and dark and serious. Like most of the others were.
He had a temper. He got violent. Did you see what he did to the poor guy on the train?
I liked that.
Yeah, threw him out the window.
That was pretty cool.
His looks are kind of strange. At the party, he almost looked like a creepy, I don't know. He's giving this cold stare, but his eyes are squeezed shut. And to me, it looked like he was the boy that you wouldn't want to go near because he's just looking at you creepy-wise.
Well, the dude is kind of being stupid to him, so I'd give him a bad look, too. I'd be like, what the crap, dude?
That's a kid with a temper trying to hold on to it.
What do you think of him, Logan?
For some reason, I get the feeling that I remembering him from somewhere.
That's why
where I've never seen him before in my life.
Which, however, is coming out with a new movie in November.
True.
So it was right in where I remembering him from.
What did you think of his character, though, in this movie?
I think he played it well.
Logan?
Huh?
What did you think of this character in this movie?
Pretty good.
Anything stand out about him?
He is very smart on what to do if you get kicked out, apparently.
And he has a good tan.
He came straight away with connections, too.
Well, there was one of the things I found out by looking him up. He is actually has a background in martial arts as a young kid. He actually won a championship at 11, so some of the moves he was doing, he actually kind of knew what he was doing. So some of the people have kind of commented about him being the next Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee, because they started out in martial arts and moved into acting, and that's kind of what he did. What did you think about his attempt at showing remorse and crying?
It was weird. Seriously, if you were the guy and you're a lead actor, it's probably the directors who told him to do this.
Wait,
but
when did he do that?
After his parents were killed and he was upset about it and he tried to show like he was crying in the woods, not crying.
He was like holding him like, in.
He looked like he was in pain more than sad. And
actually, with me, I think that in action movies, even if it's like a sunny one like this one, not the gritty ones, that they shouldn't show that sad. Like, I know he's a teenager, but I still think he should be able to handle it. Like, okay, not no offense, you know, I know it's going to be tough, but he should be able to keep his cool.
What about Karen? I thought she looked the proper age. I thought she looked about 17, 18, even though she was probably older, but she looked more the age than what the Taylor Lautner did to me, the Nathan character. And I thought she did a fairly decent job acting.
She did her own little bit of spy work near the end.
True, they all kind of got involved at the end.
She was a weak character. She was just kind of there along for the ride.
Well, that was the character, yes. That was the main thing.
I think...
But you've got to remember, these are teenagers in high school.
And she was the...
They're all going to be a little weak. Even the Nathan character was weak.
What's your robot car movie?
Transformers.
Transformers. That wasn't a weak sidekick.
Yeah, it was.
It was, Mom. Don't worry, it was.
I thought for what she had for the role, she did a decent job with it.
Yeah, she was innocent bystander.
Yeah, she was an innocent bystander. That's true.
Have we ever seen her before?
No, this was her breakout movie.
They can only afford one or two good actors.
So this was her breakout movie.
And the Frank, played by Alfred Molina, the CIA control, I thought he did a decent job. I wasn't too upset with him. And the Russian mob boss, I can't remember his name or who
played
him.
I liked
him.
He was, like, the coolest character in there. He, like, his accent wasn't too much. That seemed super fake, but it wasn't, like, so little that we didn't know if he was American or something. But I really liked him. He was awesome.
I think Frank, the CIA, was a throwaway character. I think the Russian mob had more meat on to his... He had more meat to his stuff.
True.
His role.
That's because he was the bad guy.
The CIA was connected to it too, yeah. You have to remember that. He was one of the people on the list, remember?
Yeah. So they were both bad guys.
Yeah.
The Russian mobster made a better bad guy. So he was a good bad guy.
Well, the Frank character was trying to show that he was still the CIA person, but underneath all that, you knew he had an ulterior agenda, and I kind of felt that from the beginning. There wasn't any mystery about who the mole was.
Yeah, I was like, well, it's kind of obvious.
Well,
it's going to be our guy.
Supposedly they had
CIA.
More, but yeah, you pretty much knew he was one.
And then Sigourney Weaver's character, the Dr. Bennett, for what she was in it, for what little she was, it was all right, but... It's definitely a side role for her.
Yeah. I liked her more serious parts. Like, she had a really serious part at a hospital with the balloons and a car. In the car where she, Taylor and whatever the chick's name is jumped out of it. But I liked her when she was more serious instead of just sitting there saying, and how did that make you feel?
Yeah. Apparently he has impulsive disorder, whichever one that is.
Anger issues.
Yeah. And that leads to impulsiveness. But the character, to me, I'm kind of like April. Though. When she was serious, it was better. But she didn't have a whole lot of meat in this role. She was kind of like what Michelle said about the Frank character. It was almost a throwaway character, too.
I liked her.
I liked her, too, but there wasn't much to it.
Three scenes with her. The little thing at the beginning or so after the party with the psychology thing.
Yep.
The hospital and car chase.
Yep.
And coming in at the end to offer them another house.
I think you can split the hospital and the car race because that was technically two scenes.
Yeah, but they were back to back almost.
Yeah.
But I connected with her every time, like the CIA agent. It's like,
how do you connect with them?
I really enjoyed the therapy session. Made me want to laugh.
But did you not
I love the balloon thing. That was totally funny. And then, it's my turn. It's all right. And as they're driving around, and she looks at them and says, "You have to jump." That was just, I liked it.
Well, I liked what she did, but she didn't have very many
parts.
Scenes.
No, yeah. She didn't have.
That would have cost too much.
She was against the innocent bystander gal coming in with her.
True, she was against him taking Karen with him because it would slow him down. So that is true. One of the things with the trailer, again, going back to it and kind of the scene at the when we first got introduced to her character and the Nathan character is talking about he feels like there's something inside of him trying to break out. My mind kept flashing back to Twilight again with the werewolf
breaking
out.
When you just said that, I thought of
Aliens
versus Predators.
There's something inside me wanting to come out.
Wanting to break out.
That's
what
he was wanting to do in Twilight.
That's a baby alien trying to get out of his stomach, Dad.
No, you thought
I'm
that,
sorry,
I thought
you were wrong.
I thought of Twilight when I saw that.
If I remember correctly, that part of the trailer made me think of it Supernatural. Nothing
supernatural
bit.
Yeah. That's something. What I thought. It was like a supernatural edge that led me back to Twilight.
Yeah.
Because in the trailer, if you don't see Sigourney Weaver, you just see him talking. But I can see where you get the alien because of Sigourney Weaver.
What does she have to do with it?
She was alien.
She was an alien? Yeah, oh, shit. Did she make a hairstyle and everything going on?
That's the Predators.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It
predators
is.
Are,
no!
Predators have the Jamaican hair and cool gadgets.
Aliens
are the
creepy
ant type
things.
They're
cats.
We digress.
Yeah. I'd like to thank one of our sponsors at this time, Music Alley from Mivio. Check it out at music.mivio.com. That is MUSIC.MEVIO.com. Or you can go to our site, Comic Pop Library, for links to Music Alley and our reference links located within our left navigation bar. And now, back to the show.
But anyway, the scenery. What about the scenery? They didn't have a whole lot of locations, but did that work for you?
It was fun. The best one was the baseball stadium because I like
the
bigger cities with the really crowded and all that. But it was kind of I thought they could have gone to more places instead of like Virginia. Woo! It's Virginia.
But they didn't really get there.
Yeah, they did. That's where his dad lived.
No, his dad came to him.
No, the apartment. Remember?
Was the apartment in Virginia? I can't remember.
I'm going to talk about how they got there later on. It's pretty stupid.
But it was... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You had the beer party. You had the family home.
Yep.
You had the forest.
The forest. The road trip.
The flashback.
Mm-hmm. And then, it was good. I liked it. There's enough variety.
To me, it was like, these are teenagers. And they kind of, the director, John Singleton, tried to be kind of true to teenagers. How could they go around to all these different places? Because they're just teenagers. They don't have all this money. They don't know quite what all they're doing, per se, as a spy would.
Mm-hmm.
So he centralized it around Pittsburgh and Virginia. I didn't think they got all the way, but I didn't remember the father's place being there. But he centered it pretty much in one central location, and they actually got caught within that. They didn't escape. They actually got caught by the CIA. So to me, as common teenagers, I can see that happening against professional spies and troops going out searching for people. I enjoyed the locations. I enjoyed the brevity of it, just being in those two locations. Any other comments on location? I also enjoyed that when he was at the Pirate Stadium, like April commented, when he slid down the glass and he fell off.
And
the director made the decision that he
hurt
his ankle or broke
it. I don't think he broke because he was still limping on.
But
it was pretty bad.
Staggered.
But he didn't just jump down and go. He actually
hurt. And that's how a lot of movies are. You jump down and you go. And
they just take off.
It doesn't take the realistic aspect of it. Like, if you jump off of a whatever high glass, whatever like that, I don't think I'm going to come out scotch-free. I'm going to be a bit bummed up.
Actually, that low of a jump, if I remember correctly on what it looked like, would have been fairly easy to get up from.
Yeah, but he was going full speed down. He turned around, grabbed it, and then hung for maybe a second or two, and then dropped.
Yeah, so
it was a fast drop at fairly good speed.
It's still
he stopped himself, remember?
Yeah, but it was a little bit bigger drop than what you think.
Yeah, probably.
It was to me anyway. That's how I viewed it.
Yeah.
Would you say it was a bigger drop than from here?
It was taller than he was.
Heck yeah.
Because he had a drop.
It was probably at least 10 feet height.
That would be painful. Big width.
I'm not talking about some of the scenes. You guys can bring up some other ones too, but we've already mentioned about the training session. I've already done that.
Oh, there's two more scene places. Oh, three actually, if you count the highway. The ridge outside the party and the one kid's home. Can't remember his name. The guy with the fake IDs.
Who actually go to his home?
He came with his car.
Oh, wherever. There was somewhere where they met up with him that wasn't either of the other scenes, though.
Drew, I enjoyed most of the scenes. The director made them... No, he didn't make them, but he had them getting hurt. That's like the explosion of the house. It wasn't a big explosion, and they jump in the pool, and all is safe. He actually had debris coming into the pool, and she actually got grazed by a piece and was bleeding a little bit, which I kind of thought was kind of a little ridiculous going to the hospital for that.
I know. And, like, she's all crying her butt off, and he's like, oh, my God, you're going to die. I'm like, dude, put a Band-Aid on it and keep going, you wimps.
Maybe more than just a Band-Aid, but yeah.
A big Band-Aid.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have improvised and made some stuff.
I thought it was really good, you know, except one scene.
What's that?
Which I don't know if you guys noticed it, but it was like them getting to Virginia. It was like the shortest scene ever, but it was her. They had just gotten out on the road. All of a sudden, a truck passes by really suddenly.
Oh, yeah. That's how they got there.
Okay. And she's like, she runs out in the middle, kind of in the middle of the road. And she's like, hey, hey. And the dude kind of backs up a bit and says, what? She's like, can you give us a ride to Virginia? He's like, hop in. I'm like, if you're a trucker and you're going somewhere and you've got a destination and a time you got to be there, I'm not going to stop for two teenage kids wanting to go to Virginia.
Want to make the movie.
I'm going to say, you can go and walk your little pretty butts over to Virginia. I have to get my paycheck. I thought that was pretty wimpy.
If you can get on the back of the car, you can come on. I'm going there anyways.
But I liked how the director tried to make it real for the most part. That one might have been a little bit out there, but like Logan mentioned in the car scene with the Sigourney Weaver, the doctor character, and the two kids, she basically told the kid, you know, dump her, she's going to waste, you know, she's going to drag you down. Which a real operative would tell you that. You know, if you're trying to evade and avoid people, an extra person is going to hinder you, especially if they're not of the same physicality as you. Because he was
buff.
Yeah, he was trained in tip-top shape and everything.
Maybe not.
He didn't have his shirt off near as much as in Twilight, though.
I know. Goodness. Gosh.
But this, I kind of felt that the director did try to go in the Twilight vein in some of the scenes, because he did have it slowed down in pieces where they, you know, try to, and some of it was character building, but it wasn't a pure action thriller. It was more of a drama thriller. Mm-hmm. And then the scene in the train or Amtrak with them getting ready to have a makeout session, and then it stopped. That was all right. They did it in Twilight. And they did it in Twilight, but for me, it was kind of like, it didn't feel quite right. It was all right, but it just didn't feel quite right.
I didn't really care.
And this is the young girl that doesn't care about the romance part of it.
The what?
And this is the young girl that doesn't care about the romance part of it.
Yep. Oh, well. Well, what? it wasn't a teen romance per se, but they had it involved with it.
Yeah.
Any other scenes you want to discuss before we go on to some other things?
No.
I love the opening scene.
With the party?
The opening scene?
The party!
Oh, that was what I thought was a creepy scene.
Hey, that scene was pretty cool.
The entrance, the arrival, the trip to the party.
That was a little over the top, I think, but some kids might do that. Who knows?
They're rich suburban kids trying to have fun going to a party. They want to.
And
make
how they
big
got
entrance.
Rich? Do you remember how they got rich?
Well, their parents were rich.
Yeah.
No, selling fake IDs.
Oh, that was one. His parents were already rich. But.
Yeah.
And that's one thing is like. They kept the Gilly character, but the other friend was just boopy
gone.
That's
what I noticed. Like, there were two friends, not just one. There were two friends. He's not that much of an outcast, but there were two friends.
You never saw him after the party?
The last time I saw him, no. You saw him at the party, and then I saw him the next day in a little clip-it of students in their desks. And I'm like, hey, there's his friend. Oh, where'd he go? He must have died or something. I don't know what happened to him. Nobody cares about him.
But that scene kind of reminded me of Footloose, the original movie.
I can see that, yeah.
So I loved it.
I can see that reference. Like I said, there was no source material for this that I'm aware of. It wasn't based on a book. It wasn't based on a graphic novel. It was just a screenplay trying to get, what is his name again?
Taylor Lautner,
lead role. I'm sorry. The buffness distracts me.
The spray tan distracts most people.
You think?
There are two things that I'm going to have to take out of my vocabulary. Because when they were said in the movie, I was like, oh my God, I'm getting old. I got to change what I say.
What'd they say?
The first one was in the diner with Frank the Say operative when he tells Karen he needs some alone time with Nathan.
That sounds creeper-like.
I was like, oh my God, really?
You're a stalker.
And then the other one at the very end was Sigourney Weaver at the ballpark. The two, Karen and Nathan, are looking at each other and said something. And then she goes, okie doke. And I was like,
I remember that because they were she was like, do you want to come home with me? And he's like, no, I think I'm going to finish this ball game up and everything. She's like, okie dokie. I'm like, oh my gosh, you sound so stupid. How old are you again? 4? And a bit more?
I'd say a bit more, yeah.
So those were two things I was like, okay, that's the if I say them again, you have permission to tell me about it. Say, stop it, Dad. The special effects in this, there was pretty low end on special effects. It was all stunt work that I saw.
The only special
some of the explosions and stuff, but it's nothing like you get in fantasy and sci-fi shows.
The major one was the house blowing up, but other than that, there wasn't really
more
many
stunts.
There was
car
blowing up in the very distance.
What?
Car blowing up in the very distance.
Yes.
In the very, very distance.
But it felt good. It felt more natural. They didn't need all the special effects because the story wasn't geared around that. And I thought they pulled it off well.
How'd you like the fight scene on the train?
That was one of my favorite parts. Yeah. My second, probably. My first one's at the ballpark.
When he was sliding down the glass?
No.
No? Which one?
When they were sitting in the seats. And he offered him popcorn. And like they're standing up and clapping. And the Russian's like, what did I miss? What did I miss? And then he has a gun duct tape under the chair, and like he sits down. I don't even know why he stood up. He was being pretty stupid, even for a teenager. If you've got a gun, you're gonna click it and shoot him, okay? I'm not gonna put it back and stand up and cheer and then sit down again and have him have the gun. Gosh.
But I think which one did I like the best? I don't know. Probably I liked the train one. That was pretty good. That's about the only really true fight scene they had.
Yeah.
Except with the father.
Mm-hmm. Those two were just about it.
True. And the father, I don't know who played him. I don't even remember what his name was.
Yeah, you didn't even introduce those two at the beginning.
George Clooney.
I don't think so.
I can't remember who it was. I'd have to look on the internet.
I don't think it's that important.
It was one of those roles where the actor had to be secure in himself because what little was shown him, you couldn't really see that well. Most of it was just him talking on the phone with his mouth. Yeah. And
it was his voice.
Yeah.
And then his eye. And then a really, like, a distance shot of him that you couldn't really distinguish.
Which person are you talking about again?
His actual true father.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be clear about these things.
I thought that was pretty good. You were talking about the foster father guy. Okie dokie!
Slap my hand.
No. Delete it from the deal.
Shame, shame.
See, now he's going to say it more than ever.
Okie dokie, mommy.
Whatever. Never said it before.
But there was, I think, probably the cooler scene that I liked was involving the sniper shot.
At the diner?
That was slow.
At the ballpark at the end.
Yeah.
When the father came back.
It dragged. I thought that was... Oh, I don't think
Which
it
one,
dragged.
The diner or the ballpark?
The ballpark.
It's like,
shoot him already.
Well, he's old, Mom. He's got to catch his breath to catch up to a buff teenager with a spray tan.
Well, no. The teenager and the villain... stared at each other forever.
It's dramatic, duh, Mom. But I think it was kind of wimpy how, you know, they were just kind of standing there and his dad shot him and we didn't even see the gunshot or nothing. He was just dead. I'm like, what the crap?
No
some
explosion?
Blood or something.
But that's what it would be like. You know, it's taken out by a sniper round. You're not going to see it.
There was another sniper part in the diner.
Yeah, there was just some snipers at the diner scene.
Oh, diner scene. How did you like the way the CIA operatives played dead?
That was pretty cool.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny. It's more people.
Yeah.
Yep, that was pretty cool how they did that. But actually, that's about it, unless there's anything else you guys want to discuss.
Who would you recommend it for?
For me,
teens, finally.
It is a teen movie. I still think, like I said, it felt like the director was still shooting for the Twilight crowd, trying to get the girls with Taylor Lautner. But he was also trying to transition Lautner to a action role eventually when he gets older. I think he'll be fine.
He still needs some time, but
he kept it in the teen world. It's definitely geared for teens, adults. I don't think they would like it. They might have fun with parts of it, but as a whole, I think teens would enjoy it, both the guys and the girls, because it had appeal parts to both, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't show it to too many preteens.
Probably not.
The train scene was just...
The makeout scene?
Or the...
I think it's fine because kids super young already are watching a lot of crap that's way worse than that. So I think it's pretty fine.
Yeah,
but... Are you talking about the makeout scene or the murder scene?
Both. Makeout scene.
The murder scene... our culture is more geared towards the sex is more damning than the violence in our society, so I don't think many parents will have troubles with the murder scene, even though probably should.
Which murder scene? The fight in the train?
When he tossed him out.
Throw him out the window.
Hey, I thought that was pretty
cold-blooded.
Cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but for a teenager to do it in
not so
this
cool.
light isn't quite the appropriate thing. But the makeout scene to me, it didn't go anywhere, but
it was just put in there,
like,
and then she just cut it off and went to get food.
True, but it felt like they were trying to put an adult scene into a teen movie because they tried to make it look like two adults were making out more than two teens, and it just had the wrong vibe to me.
It seemed like it was just put in there to be put in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are done that way, just thrown in.
I think the scene where they had to spend the night together. that was a better, more appropriate right. scene.
That reminds that's which one? The only part.
The forest now, or the uh-huh. apartment?
The forest. Forest.
Were they under the inside the notch of the tree?
I think that was more appropriate. Like when I was watching the movie and before I'd watch it, I didn't come close to Twilight with it, but I still don't, except for that one scene, because you were talking about Twilight, that it's kind of like them laying in the field, just kind of like...
It is a Twilight reference.
It's mellow and kind of cool, but...
But not shiny.
Sparkly.
Bedazzled, man. He's got a...
Twilight has its moments that I enjoy, but it's a little slow for me,
It was sappy.
So it's supposed to be.
Okay, we digress.
And then that's kind of how I feel like this one to a degree. It has its moments where it's good, and then it has its moments where it kind of dives into the teen
over-dramatization.
I don't know.
Drama everywhere?
Not quite everywhere, but when it got into the teen angst type stuff, it was pretty heavily...
Are you talking Twilight or Abduction?
No, Abduction. That's why, to me, it felt like it borrowed from Twilight. It was trying to bridge that gap between the Twilight film and the action film, trying to combine them for the teens, everybody to enjoy. That's what I feel.
Now, this is really odd because you guys like to watch those shows that are really drama, and you like that. And I didn't catch any drama, per se. Here, other than the original angst when he found out he was abducted or whatever.
I watch a lot of stuff that doesn't have a lot of drama.
Yeah, Pretty Little Liars doesn't have drama.
It doesn't, man. It so doesn't. It's like one of the slowest movies ever. Nothing is ever happening.
That's why it's drama.
We digress.
I mean, seriously, they get to one point and then it's a dead end. What the crap?
But anyway, I would say, like Michelle, preteens, probably not. Teens, fine. Adults, probably not.
Young adults, fine.
Oh, yeah. Do you agree with that, April?
Yeah, sure.
What about you, Logan?
What about boys, Logan? Do boys want to see it?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay.
Was it as bad as Twilight?
No.
What the crap? Who said Twilight was bad?
From a boy's viewpoint.
From a boy's point of view, because Logan didn't want to go see the third movie. He was pretty much done with Twilight at that point.
After he saw the first one, he was petrified.
Okay. Are we out of here?
I think that does it for this time. Thank you guys for doing it again with me. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Okie dokie.
I say I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life, I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie, like I'm in a movie.
Motherfuckers don't do nothing, you hear me? Listen up.
Rest in peace to Big Cuz and Soulja Slim. That shit there was definitely above the rim. I'm still wondering why you wanna be friends with me, knowing that's your destiny to be my public enemy. All of my whips fast on the highway. What's his name? Smoke it, cook and catch me on a Friday. And if you was on side me, broke niggas, what would you do? Couldn't do too much, cause homie, I got the juice. I know you scared, I know you shook up. Don't be mad, cause I got the hook up. My team wild, I got a mean style. You tryna catch up, steady walking on the green mile. Living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie, like I'm in a movie. I say I'm living my life like I'm in a movie. I'm living my life, I'm living my life. I'm living my life like I'm in a movie, like I'm in a movie. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any comic book publisher or distributor and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective of any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.